Hello there, and welcome to the Leech Tech Corner podcast. Before I start, I've had lots of requested shout-outs. Shout-out to Eleanor Webster, and to Tom Adolf and Nate Whiting, who made me an awesome remix of one of my videos. So massive shout-out to them. Also, shout-out to all of the sixth formers at Haysbrook, where I go to school. So, there's been two big stories this week. The main one being that PlayStation Network is still down, and the fact that Microsoft have bought Skype. So the first story is that PlayStation down has been down for nearly 3 weeks now. Still not known who is responsible for this hack. Although a lot of people have said it was Anonymous, who are a hackers group, and Sony have claimed to find a file in the server with the name Anonymous and part of their slogan. Anonymous were quick to issue a denial, and Sony described this, they were describing Sony as incompetent. Not surprising, really. It's taken them ages to get the PlayStation Network back up, and the fact that they allowed someone to hack the PlayStation Network in the first place. But Anonymous have actually claimed that they were set up, they were framed, and someone was trying to frame them. CNET, the website CNET, had a tip-off that there's actually going to be a third hack. Whether this has actually happened or not yet, I do not know. Sony have come out and they have said that they're going to give everyone a choice of games. As compensation, just one free game. They haven't actually released a list yet, but they should be releasing the list soon of what game you can have. Also, they're going to be giving us a 30-day trial of PlayStation Plus. PlayStation Plus, of course, is the subscription service for PlayStation Network, which hardly anybody uses, to be honest, because why would you when PlayStation Network is free? I believe it allows you to get free downloadable content. So this would probably mean that you can get the Call of Duty map packs for free. So I like the sound of that, but let's be honest. The reason why we all love the PlayStation Network is it's because it's free, unlike Xbox Live. So I think this is good, a fairly substantial reward. I just hope the games are good games and not crappy games. But being Sony, I'm sure that they'll give us some decent games, but I will definitely check reviews first before I decide which game I'm going to get. Also, I'd hopefully like to see some gameplay first. It has also been rumoured that the PlayStation Network will be back up on the 31st of May, so the end of the month, which is a long time to wait, really. Although I did read somewhere else that was just when everything was going to be up and running. I read on TechRadar this morning that it should be up again within a few days, but they said this last week that it was going to be back within a few days. To be honest, I think it would be up end of the month at the earliest, but I could be wrong, so don't hold me to that. I just really hope they get it back up soon, because I'm missing a lot of gaming time. But the good thing about this being down is I've gone back to PC gaming again. I've been playing a lot of PC games. If you want to play me on PC, my Steam is Robstelite, and my Xfire is Nasty Sauron. And of course, moving on to the second story now, the fact that Microsoft have acquired Skype for $8.2 billion, which is roughly £5.2 billion. A whole lot of money. This is a new record for Microsoft, whose previous record was $6 billion for a buyout. I think this could be a good thing for Skype. Seeing the Microsoft, they have the MSN, and although I don't really use MSN anymore, but still, they got expertise in the same area. I think it's a good thing. I just hope they don't change Skype too much. Also, I do believe that Facebook and Google put in a bid for Skype, but they were not successful as Microsoft have bought Skype. It was originally bought by eBay before for $2 billion, and then eBay sold it again, as they didn't really have much success with Skype. Skype has about 663 million users worldwide. It's one of the most popular voice chat services. I mean, I use it all the time to talk with people that I don't get to see in real life anymore. I mean, like, I talk to them over the internet all the time. People that don't live near me. It's a great service. Although Microsoft, a disadvantage with them buying Skype is that they will also take on Skype's debt, which I didn't even know they were in debt. But obviously, I don't think Skype make much money. Even though it's a really popular service, because a lot of people don't pay for premium. They prefer to use the normal service. I mean, why would you pay for something that's free? It's the same with Spotify. Why should I pay for it if I can just listen to the music for free on Spotify? Although you get limited to, I think it's 20 hours a month with the free service, which I haven't used up yet, but if you listen to a lot of music, you'll use up pretty quickly. I think that's all I have to say about the PlayStation Network and Skype. So tune in to the next podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Leech Tech Corner, and just search Leech Tech Corner on Facebook. And don't forget to check out my blog, leechtechcorner.blogspot.com. Again, thanks for listening. It's been great. And don't forget to tune in to the next podcast. Bye. We'll be right back.